Good morning, and thank you all for joining us today for this Farm Bill field hearing. And I'd like to thank Congressman Schilling for hosting this hearing here in Illinois. These field hearings are a continuation of what my friend and ranking member, Colin Peterson, started in the spring of 2010. Today, we'll build upon the information we gathered in those hearings, as well as 11 farm policy audits we conducted this past summer. We use those audits, as an opportunity to thoroughly evaluate farm programs to identify areas where we could improve efficiency. The field hearings serve a slightly different purpose, though. Today, we are here to listen. I talk to producers all the time back in Oklahoma. I see them in the feed store. I meet with them at my town hall meetings. And, of course, I get regular updates from my boss back home on the farm. Yes, that's Linda Lucas. But the conditions and crops in Oklahoma are different than what you'll find here in Illinois. And one of the reasons we hold field hearings is to get a sense of the diversity of agriculture across this great country. Let me tell you, in some ways, Illinois and my home state of Oklahoma couldn't be more different. Back home, and I say this respectfully, back home we don't measure our soil in feet and our rain in inches like you do here. That's called a little bit of envy. The broad range of agricultural production makes our country strong, and it also creates challenges when you're trying to write a single farm bill to support so many different regions and so many different commodities. While each sector has unique concerns when it comes to farm policy, I'd like to share some of my general goals for the next farm bill. First and foremost, I want to give producers the tools to help you do what you do best, and that is produce the safest, most abundant, most affordable food supply in the world. And to do this, we must develop a farm bill that works for all regions and all commodities. We've repeatedly heard that a one-size-fits-all program will not work. I can tell you from experience that what works here in Illinois won't work as well for my constituents in Oklahoma. So the commodity title must give producers options so that they can choose the program that works best for them. Now, I'm also committed to providing a strong crop insurance program. The committee has heard loud and clear about the importance of crop insurance, and we believe it is the cornerstone of the safety net. Today, we hope to hear how we can improve crop insurance. And lastly, we'll work to ensure that producers can continue using conservation programs to protect our natural resources. I'm interested to hear how producers in this area of the country use the conservation programs. I'm particularly curious as to your thoughts on how to simplify the process so they are easier for farmers and ranchers to use. Beyond those priorities, I know there are a number of universal concerns facing agriculture across the country. For instance, my producers in Oklahoma are concerned and worried about regulations coming down from the Environmental Protection Agency and how they must comply with those regulations. I'm also aware that the death tax is creating difficulties for farming operations, and I want to hear how these federal policies are affecting producers here. Today we'll hear from a selection of producers. Unfortunately, we just don't have time to hear from everybody who would like to share their perspective. But we have a place on our website where you can submit those comments in writing. You can visit agriculture.house.gov/farmbill to find that place. And you can also find the address on postcards available on the table here. As I said before, we don't have an easy road ahead of us. But I'm confident that by working together, we can craft a farm bill that continues to support the success story that American agriculture is.